Welcome back to Funtown, everybody, and happy birthday, Jeff Oskey.
Hello. Yay. Thank you. I survived another year.
Yeah,
which you I did. Guess this year is pretty fucking good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to brag about surviving any year during your lifetime, you short of maybe your first year. Left, yeah. But. First year is always kind of iffy.
Thanks, Jess.
Yeah.
Well, I've survived so much of this year that I made it to 47 years old.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
I got to tell you, I feel like maybe I stunted my growth or my maturity, like by starting shit too early as a kid. Like, because I don't feel mentally like I'm any different than I was when I was like fucking 13.
Hang on, Jeff, you mean by starting stuff too early, do you mean goals or drugs?
Oh, both. Both. Okay.
Like goals to get drugs.
But no, I never did drugs. But I did nicotine and I did alcohol.
Sure. Those are drugs according to teachers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And I see my son and he's like 13 years old. And like, that's the first time my parents ever caught me drunk. And I'm like, oh my God. Cause I was like, oh, I'm an adult. I have a job. I work at the apple orchard. I'm old enough. I can drink. And now I look at my son. I'm like, oh my God, he's just a little kid. Like my parents came home to my son, to me as my child, drunk off his ass, puking all over their house.
Really?
Oh yeah. And what's worse is so my brother had a ball game that night. So I'm like, oh, perfect time to get drunk. So my family's going to be gone for like 3 hours. Mm-hmm. So, you know, great 13-year-old logic. Yeah. So I have my friend down and I'm like, hey, I'm getting drunk tonight because I heard the kids at high school talking about it. So I want to be able to say I've been drunk, you know, because I was that much of a loser and that insecure. So I just get a bottle of Canadian Mist, like one of those big handles.
Uh-huh.
And yes. I just start chugging it. And I go out to the garage and great I grab idea. A warm Budweiser and I'm chasing it with a warm Budweiser.
Better idea.
Were you rushing a fraternity or something? This is insane.
Like this is 13 year old Jeff going, oh, this is how you get drunk. You know,
wow.
It sounds like what the Amish kids do when they turn 19 and they take that year off to party. Yeah,
the Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah, the Rumpelstiltskin.
The Rumpelstiltskin. That's what Jeff was doing.
Yes, but at 13. So I get hammered in like little or no time, like to the point where I'm kind of like foaming at the mouth, but I'm feeling good. So I decide I'm going to go visit my other friends in the neighborhood so they can see that I got drunk, you know, so I'll look like a badass.
So you wanted to go show all the kids you were dying? Is that what you're doing?
So I go down to my friend's house and they're like having dinner. It's like dinner time. Like, and I'm just like, hey, what's going on, Hume family? I need to use your bathroom real quick. And I go in and I vomit all over their bathroom, like, and while I'm trying to clean it up, I'm so drunk, I'm knocking shit off the walls, I'm like, you know, knocking the doily off the toilet, like, I'm just destroying their bathroom. So I wash all the vomit off my face, and I'm like, I go walking out of the bathroom, I have cleaned up none of the bathroom, like, I've just made it worse, I've just smeared vomit everywhere. So I go walking out. I'm like, well, I think I'm going to head home. And I just go walking by out the door. And I make it out to my friend's convertible, to which I vomit on his car. And
when you were 13, you knew a dude with a convertible?
Yeah.
Good for you, bro.
Well, I was like young for my grade. You know what I mean? Like all my
friends. What do you mean young? So you know,
so
what,
he was basically like 14, still knowing someone's convertible.
I was 13 in high school, so I was like,
oh, I see. You were 13 when you got to high school?
Yeah.
Wait, seventh grade.
Seventh grade. Would you have trouble when you're just?
He was advanced.
I was 13 when I was in seventh grade.
In seventh grade?
In ninth? Yeah, because I was 12 in sixth grade.
I turned 14 my freshman year. I turned 13, year.
7. What? And then 14 wow. 8th grade. 15, I'm 16 years sophomore. Yeah.
Yeah, but look how late his birthday falls. So
no, he's a whole year ahead. He's a year and early.
Oh, that's what I meant. Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. So it, not only did he start early, he also would have had the late birthday, right? So he would have been younger anyway, even if he'd have started on the right year. Wow. So you're like a year and a half younger than your peers.
Yeah, most of them.
Wow.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
were you smart?
No. No, I don't know why they
or shitty
why
math they did on the school's end. Or
they misread your like birth certificate. Like,
yeah,
oh.
No, I went to.
Is that what happened?
I went to kindergarten at Triton where Todd went for like 4 days, and then they pulled me out and put me in first grade at Nativity. So I don't know what happened.
Oh,
but. Well,
clearly you are very, very smart. I think they saw the potential.
I'm the dumbest.
They recognize the potential.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they recognize
the
scarecrow
thing from the Wizard of Oz, and they're like, "Look at this genius!"
So they put you in first grade.
Whatever.
Right.
Anyway, so I'm drunk off my ass, and I decide my friend Rob, he's like, "I'm fucking going home. Nothing good is coming from this. I'm not attaching myself to the Oskay shit train that's happening in the neighborhood right now."
Gosh.
So I go home and it's like 6:45 at night, and I'm like, well, I'm just gonna climb into bed and go to bed, and when my parents get home they won't know anything, it'll be good. So my parents roll in around 7:30. And for some reason, they saw through my ruse of being in bed at 7:30 on a Tuesday night. Why are you in bed? I'm like, I don't feel good.
Were you doing like a real exaggerated fake snore too?
You got a stock cap and put on and everything. Ebenezer.
Hey, mom. Hey, dad.
Yeah, basically, that's what I did. I was like, oh, I don't feel good. And my mom's like, are you drunk? And I'm like, yeah, a little. And I stood up and ran into the bathroom and just started vomiting everywhere. So then the next thing I know, she's just like, how much did you drink? I'm like, I don't know. I took the Canadian Mist and just chugged as much of it as I could. And then the next thing I remember hearing is her out on the balcony going, Gene, your son is drunk.
Whoa. And, that is crazy. You went just that hard with it right out the gate.
Oh, my gosh. Like a boss. I had never touched alcohol before. And that was like my first. And so my punishment was I had to go to school the next day. And I was drunk as shit the next day at school the entire day.
I'm surprised
day.
They made you. Because wouldn't the teachers be like,
I felt
did you smell
horrible.
Oscar?
Yeah, but you don't expect a 13-year-old to be drunk in school. So
yeah.
It could have just, they're like, oh, he just seems a little off. You know, not like if you were a senior.
Well, and I'm like 47. Even if I was drunk, they'd call my parents and they'd be like, yeah, we sent him that way. You got fucking drunk last night and this is punishment. And they'd be like, oh, okay, we get it. Yeah. Cool. But I remember sitting in Mr. Tully's religion class and just being like, I prayed to God last night that he would let me live, and he let me live, so I can't drink it ever again. And it was not pretty.
If only there was something for like to a substitute for drinking, but there is nothing. You know what I mean? Like if you're a person who wants to quit drinking, you basically just have to stop having a good time because there's nothing else that replaces it. You know, like with nicotine, cigarettes, chew, obviously there's a lot of alternatives out there right now. And if you're looking to, I'm not talking about vape. Let's say you want to get rid of vape too. You want to take your nicotine to a whole different product where you're not inhaling anything or having to spit into a cup. Then maybe you should think about some Lucy. Lucy is our newest sponsor. They're founded by former smokers who are finally making tobacco alternatives that don't suck. All the rest of them suck. Let's be honest. It's 2020. Get rid of your cigarettes. Unplug your vape. Throw out your tins of dip and go get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges that actually taste great. And listen, I'm not lying when I say they taste great. The cinnamon tastes just like Big Red gum. I was on it the last 2 days. So I traveled. I knew I was going to be around other people a lot.
You're a big red guy, aren't you?
Love
cinnamon.
Love it. Love it.
You even eat that wrapper. That's how much you love it.
Yes. And you know why I love it the most is, let's say in this instance, I need the nicotine. If I want to drink a beer or anything else, say it's a non-alcoholic beverage, cinnamon doesn't ruin my palate as much. Like some people, you know, for me just personally, wintergreen or spearmint, something like that dramatically changes the taste of whatever I'm drinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas cinnamon does not. That's why I think it's mostly my favorite. So you just chomp it up like 10 times, this Lucy, and then you pinch it to your, and I'm a chewer, I'm a dipper, so it's comfortable for me. I just put it right there between my cheek and gum. After like 10 chews, you let it set for a while. You need to reactivate it, 10 more chews, put it back. It works for a long time, and it tastes great. So a subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple. It's 2020. Lucy has delivery down, like they've accomplished delivery at this point. It's done. It's as good as it's going to get until they have those things in Star Trek where they just teleport it to you.
Oh, okay. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Or drone it.
Yeah, drone it would still be cool. But they're actually doing drones some places, right?
Yeah. They're testing them.
Use the promo code FUNTOWN and you will get 20% off all their products, including gum or lozenges made just for FUNTOWN listeners. Haven't tried the lozenges yet, but I'm going to order this week. Because I'm getting low on gum, I want to see what they're like.
What are the flavors on the lozenges? Do we know?
Same as you can get in the gum. Nice. So get on there. You have like four flavors to choose from. Go to lucy.co, lucy.co, spelled lucy.co, and use promo code FUNTOWN at checkout and get rid of your old cigs or vape or dip, whatever you're into. As with nicotine products, Lucy products contain nicotine, and nicotine is an addictive chemical. We have to let you know that. But that's why it's awesome. All things that are awesome are addictive.
Like sugar and caffeine.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of awesome, did I see that you were hanging with fucking Todd Bridges today?
Yes, that's why I'm in my kitchen. I just got back in town. I didn't really have time to go to my messy office and get everything hooked up because I just have wires everywhere from my hasty disconnect. So I took my iMac and every board and everything with me, thinking that I was staying tonight and I would have to do FUNTOWN from the hotel room.
Right.
And I didn't have to, so I just came back. But yeah, I was basically, here's what happened. So I have this Tiger King tour starting, right? So we've been working heavily because we have a show November 13th in Cedar Rapids. So it was starting to, you know, to work on developing the show. And they thought it was a great opportunity because Ranky and Saf got hired to shoot some commercials for Insurance King. And part of the commercial is Todd Bridges is a big like spokesman for them. He's done a lot of commercials for them. So they were like, well, he's going to kind of play Joe Exotic, or he's going to dress up like Joe Exotic during these commercials. And he's going to be interacting with Saf and Ranky. So the guy who created the tour, he's managing them for these public appearances and stuff. So he said, and he's also my manager. So he was like, once you come, you and Doug Thompson's also helping develop the show and write for it. And he's like, you guys come, we'll have some meetings in between the commercial shit for the tour. And then you get to hang out with Saf and Ranky and get to know them better. Bonus, didn't know I was going to get hang out with Todd Bridges for 2 days. He's fucking awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's like, you wouldn't even know he's a celebrity except for his stories, obviously, you know, because our party stories like yours when you were 13 and you were snuck off and you got drunk at that thing. He was doing that, but with like Sam Kinison and, you know,
oh, that's awesome.
And Eddie Murphy or whoever, you know, like, so, you know, and it's weird because not a lot of people know him now if they're younger, you know, right. If they're young enough, because he was different strokes has been, you know, the bulk of his career. But He does get recognized sometime. Like somebody recognized him from World's Dumbest because he was one of the talking heads a long time on there.
On True TV.
Yeah, on True TV. But he's just the coolest, nicest guy in the world. Like knows no strangers. Like you could be his server at the restaurant. Boom. You're in for a conversation. Like he's one of those people. Yeah, it's really cool.
So can you share any stories that he shared?
Yes. I also want to have him on the podcast, so I won't burn through them all. But it wouldn't even matter. When he tells them in person, it's way more awesome. But it's several stories. Because, you know, he went to prison. He was arrested at age 26 in connection with a shooting. And he was accused of being the shooter. And that took like 9 months. He like spent 9 months in Chino waiting to see if he was going to have to go to trial or not.
Right. But
fortunately, he was super rich, so still at 26, and he was able to hire Johnny Cochran. And Johnny Cochran, one of the best attorneys at it, got it. It was a weak case. There was no case at all. It was like dumb circumstances. It was just like a celebrity grab. It was, according to his story, it was the worst case of all time. There was absolutely no evidence. But he was at the party where the shooting happened. It was the only connection. And I guess they were like, oh, he's just pinning on the guy from Different Strokes, right? I mean, nobody
he's
else.
A crazy there. Motherfucker.
Who all was at that party? The guy from Different Strokes. And who else?
Ricky Schroeder.
Right.
And you're going to pin it on the Rickster.
Right. No. He's squeaky clean. So obviously, I mean, he's made no secret about his drug issues in those days, but you know, he's been clean from all that now. And he was telling me, like, at one point before the arrest, like, he's like, man, I was bad in the trucks. You know, I was young. I was rich. I lived three houses down from Richard Pryor. Like I had it going on, and I just, you know, what else are you going to do? And so he was all strung out, and Eddie Murphy, he said, was trying to get him clean. So he sent Rick James to his house, and Rick James shows up and says, where's your shit, man? And he's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, don't fuck with me, man. Go get your shit. So he takes him to where all his drugs are, and he says, give it to me. And he leaves. And then, like, in the process, he also talks Todd's girlfriend into leaving with him that was there. And he leaves, and then he sat there for a minute, and he was like, motherfucker, Rick James just stole all my drugs and my girlfriend. So he's like, I got all mad. He's like, I own a bunch of guns. I'm a big gun guy. So I grab a gun and I take off to his house and I beat on his door. He's like, Rick, open the door. Let me in. And he lets him in, ends up calming him down. They end up like smoking crack together, doing drugs together as a group. And he said at one point, though, it gets real creepy, at least in my mind, and I get so creeped out, I jump out the second story window of Rick James's house.
Oh my God.
And then go home. I was like, dude, that's a story right there.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I thought my puking on my friend's Mustang story was pretty good.
Right?
God, I didn't know it was a Mustang. You just said a convertible. Jesus.
God damn you,
Todd. You're hanging out with the coolest kids in school.
It was an LX, and it wasn't a GT.
Shit. But he's got a million stories like that, so I'm like, oh, he should come on Funtown and just fucking burn through them.
Oh, awesome. My God. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And do you think he would do that?
Oh, I think so. Well, I don't know. I think so. You know how it goes. Sometimes you hang out, like, and it goes really awesome. You're like, oh, we're friends now. And then you DM them and you never hear from them again. But
that always makes me sad.
Todd Bridges is like, I met this fucking dipshit with a podcast that would not leave me alone. Give him all my best stories to leave me alone.
Right.
Did he ever go on Chappelle's show? I feel like, because most of the Rick James stuff I know is from Chappelle's show. I feel
he was on that show about Chris Rock when he was a kid.
Everybody loves Chris.
Everybody loves Chris.
Everyone hates Chris.
Yeah, everybody hates Chris. Yeah. It was Everyone Loves Raymond, Everybody Hates Chris. Yeah.
And my name is Earl.
Yeah. he had a lot of cool stories. But, you know, it was cool. But they, and Ranky and Saf, getting to know them better, like in person, chillest people on the planet. Like they are.
Remind me which one's which.
Saf lost his arm in the cage.
Okay.
And then Ranky had no legs below the knee.
Yes.
Yeah. With the cool ass prosthetics.
Yeah.
And that was not tiger related, right?
No, not tiger related. Zip line related.
The zip line.
Yeah. And just one of the work jobs where, you know, you're apt to lose your legs. I don't know what.
I didn't know limb loss was a side effect of zip lining.
Yeah, he crushed them, right? His feet and lower legs. And they just, you know, you got to take care of them as best you can. He decided, well, I'm healed up a little bit. I'll just go work at a tiger zoo and walk around for 16 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't conducive to the healing.
And just destroy your legs.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So what are they like in person?
Awesome. I mean, like, they're real chill and laid back, like just nothing, you know what I mean? Just go with the flow. And a good time, like funny. Both of them are funny in their own way. And they got a million stories. It was cool to see them together because they hadn't seen each other in person since the filming of the documentary.
Oh, wow.
Which is what, 2 or 3 years before the release. So both of them just, they caught up. So we're just sitting at a table listening to all these crazy Tiger King stories, which was part of the mission too, because Doug and I are taking notes. We should talk about that story on the stage and all that. But it was awesome. Yeah, they're just firing away.
That's like, so cool. Many
talk about an insane, like, rocketing to Stardom. Celebrity.
I know, right?
These people. I mean,
well, you know what's weird when you hear them talk? They're like, you know, that was probably like the 12th documentary that we had to be a part of. Like it was just part of your job. You just knew, today I'm putting on a mic and there's going to be cameras around everywhere. Cause then this week there's another film crew here. So they were part of like tons of documentaries. I'm assuming some never got the light of day and some were just, you know, went to Venmo or Vimeo, like, or something.
Exotic TV.
Yeah. And that was always going on. Yeah.
You're used to the camera, I guess.
Yeah. And so this one, they just thought it would be the same way. You know, they're like, oh, it's the, you know, this guy does turtle documentaries. Cool. All right, here we go again. And then who knew? They were like, they had no idea. They're like, we never even thought we didn't even watch the other ones. We don't even know if they made them. But they're like, you know, this one took off. We were like, what the fuck? What do we do now? You know, all of a sudden they're in Walmart and people are shouting their names and wanting autographs. So,
Seth cool still story. Has like the best line of the whole thing, saying, "No one wins out of all this. Like, no one was the winner."
Yeah,
it's like, yeah. Except for Carol Baskin.
Maybe. Did you see the Carol Baskin news?
No, she's still dancing with.
No,
stars.
She got kicked off last night.
Well, she got good, kicked off.
Nobody likes her.
But also, Todd Bridges showed us a story. Now we found a story that said. That mentioned that they were planning, a private entity had hired like top level cadaver dogs to go search the property. And then near this lake house that's on the property. And then Todd found a story like UK Daily or something, which he swears up and down's reputable. He's like, this is one of my go-tos because they're never wrong. Says that, the dogs made a positive indication for human remains there. So,
yeah, but dude,
there's property?
Human remains everywhere. Like, I'm sure if you put a cadaver, I don't know if
that's the case.
Hairs and DNA, maybe. Oh,
throughout time, someone's died on every space. Like, come
on. In my experience, if it's a top level dog, I've never seen one be wrong. If they do a strong positive indication,
I want to know who's running the low level dogs.
Yeah,
a lot of people. Give that dog to Oscar.
Listen,
that motherfucker's never going to find any.
Right,
he's good for torsos, big heads, a leg, but he got thumbs or fingers. He's not gonna find those.
Right,
but so it's on the property, like of the zoo that she runs.
Yeah. So, the lake house there on the property.
Everything, but
no, they did. Remember, they did the bullshit search where they just walked around.
Now this, I think this is. I don't know. I don't know Todd Bridges, and I don't want to disparage.
I'm not familiar with the UK Daily.
Your relationship with him, but I just feel like this would be.
Yeah. I mean, I read it. Like, he passed the phone around. We all read it at the table together.
And it was on the internet?
It was UK Daily. See if you can find it right now. You'll definitely find the story that says that this is in the works that's older, like 2 days ago or something. And then this was...
Pickup sent.
From, is it the UK Daily?
Oh.
It is.
And Fox News picked it up, so. Ooh. And Penn Live.
So it's, I guess, everywhere. Now it's being handed to law enforcement. So now law enforcement, like, has secured the property or something, I think it said.
Holy shit.
Well, the, her, sorry.
Which is maybe why she didn't get the save this week.
Oh my gosh. What if they tipped the Dancing with the Stars producers off? Like, you well, they get her off there.
Her dead husband's family took out an ad on.
Yeah,
Dancing the first with episode. The Stars about.
That was harsh.
Yeah, it was the best thing ever.
Badass.
You know what, though? If they find that this is like the remains and all that, shame on Dancing with the Stars trying to make a buck to get viewers, knowing that she could have possibly killed like her husband. And they're like, yeah. They did it all for the views.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and you know, she has another husband that's missing.
Oh, yeah, the very first one.
Accounted for. So... Maybe, what if it's the first
husband? She's got two missing husbands?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what? She killed him? Who yeah. has two? Todd, have you ever met anyone innocent that's got two
husbands? No.
It doesn't check out.
I mean, I'm suspicious of somebody who's had two missing dogs. I'm like, you're just a horrible dog owner.
Oh, yeah, they killed that second dog. They killed the first one, too.
This is
two
just
missing
like
husbands.
Adam's
oh, my
family
God.
Values. Remember Debbie? Uh-huh. Sorry, Debbie. No Malibu Barbie house. She killed her parents. She killed all these guys. This is Carol Baskin. Although I did go to Spirit Halloween. They already have the costumes out for this year, but it's called Mullet Man with your piercing kit. You can get like your ear piercings and the little creepy one on the eyebrow for Joe Exotic, and your
right.
flower child outfit. And then they also have the matching tiger. So you and your boo can wear those stupid tiger costumes and look like Carolyn.
All right, Jessica, be honest. Like, let's say, who's your celebrity crush?
Sandler. Male?
Huh?
Adam Sandler.
Let's say Adam Sandler got one of those stupid eyebrow piercings and came up and was like, hey, Jess, it's time. Would you be able
to
do it?
I respect your body of work. I appreciate you as a comedian.
But you're off my list.
Like, and I'm talking if you're
single.
But
you're married. Oh.
And he's single. Eyebrow piercing?
Why would any normal person do that?
Would that stop you from sleeping with a man? Would an eyebrow piercing stop you?
Yeah.
Even if it's Rick from Walking Dead?
I don't know. If they got an accent. If it's got a British accent, he was all like, if he was Andy and he's like, hello.
He's
hello,
like, I've got my
he's
eyebrow
the star pierced. Of one of your favorite shows, and he has like, an accent.
I'd be like, oh, maybe just accidentally. Rip it off during, like, my bad. Yeah. This is so good.
Wow.
I'm sure the sex will keep going on then.
Rip it off during. Yeah.
Now, you know what pisses me off about Rick?
One of two things that's going to happen.
Right. Rick not only has a very cool British accent in real life, but he has the coolest fucking American accent in fake life. Like, how do you like his voice is so cool as an American playing an American?
He did a good job. Season one, yeah. You could hear it kind of break a few times. It's funny.
Gotta find Carl.
That's fucking good. How can you make one word that has like one, it's one syllable, but somehow you make it have three?
I know, right? That's so the best.
Cool.
He's the best.
Doing stuff,
does it blow anyone else away when like you hear like an English band sing and then like you didn't know they were an English band and that because their singing didn't have any accent to it and then they interview them and you're like, holy shit, I had no idea
you're all English.
They just rock.
Ed Sheeran was American.
Yeah, they just rock out an entire fucking set at the end. They're like, thank you, Cleveland. You're like, what the fuck was that, British? Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Ed Sheeran, if you guys haven't seen, and I'm pretty sure, I don't know how Terhune got this, but there's a video on our friend Brent Terhune's site of Ed Sheeran talking shit to Brent Terhune.
Oh, really?
And which reminds me, he has a special this Friday night that I'd like to plug for all of our listeners.
Nice.
It's this Friday night. Go to BrentTerhune.com. Tickets are $15. Live streaming. He's doing some of his characters. He's doing stand-up. He's doing a Q&A. This dude is funny as shit. If you guys don't know him, he's the redneck y'all love to hate. He's the fuck the NFL, go Colts guy.
Yeah.
You've seen
him. He was on here. You can listen to his episode on here if you haven't yet. Yeah.
And if you don't want to get that, his album is also coming out on Friday. And
Friday, October 2nd.
Yes. So check that. Check that out.
So did Sheeran fall for the video? Is that what happened?
No, I think he probably just paid a cameo to have Ed Sheeran talk shit to him.
Yeah,
totally worth it.
But that's the great thing nowadays. I'm like, oh, now I know what, because my girlfriend's like, oh, he was on one episode of Game of Thrones. I was like, oh, now I got my birthday present for him.
And he died on Game of Thrones.
I just have to get a Game of Thrones character to talk to her for her birthday on cameo.
Who do you think you could afford?
Ed Sheeran.
I'm not sure you could. I bet that's a pricey cameo. Because he's doing well.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well enough that you're like, you're doing cameos?
Yeah.
It's probably $300-$400 to get a cameo from him.
I bet it's more than that.
You think?
From Ed Sheeran?
When we look it up real quick,
I'd be halfway tempted not to do the cameo for $300-$400. You know how weird that would be.
Sure, if you could charge that much and you're not doing cameo, then
there's an Ed Sheeran lookalike on Cameo.
Wonder if that's who we got. I wonder if Brent got.
Let's see. How do you spell Sheeran? H E E R.
Maybe Ed Sheeran got. Maybe Terhune knew it wasn't him. And huh?
Yeah, I didn't know.
See, no, he's got
Taylor Swift.
There's no
crazy
Ed Sheeran
British hair.
He was all foreign and shit on this.
Well, everyone tries to do like, you know, like freaking, what are they called? The Fallout Boy, like this hair. I don't know.
$29.99 for the Ed Sheeran lookalike. That's the only Ed Sheeran on Cameo. Do you want me to play one of the samples and see what you guys think of the voice? Let me see if there's one on here.
He does look like him.
I'm just a British lookalike that sounds a little bit like Ed. But if you want me to wish someone happy birthday or even take a shot at singing happy birthday if it's believable enough to you like this. Happy birthday to you. I don't know if people will believe it, but you can always request that. And for $25, you can't complain.
I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't have known the difference. I mean, he looks very much like him.
Yeah.
And he sounds obviously very close enough to fool me. For sure. You shouldn't feel bad, Jeff. I mean, if you look at that, it's Ed Sheeran.
I mean, maybe. He might have actually got Ed Sheeran. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. He could
have. I don't put anything past Brent.
Yeah. But for anybody else who would like that to happen to them in their life, $25.99 a cameo. And you just put in Ed Sheeran and pick Ed Sheeran lookalike. Looks like a pretty good time. Huh? That guy's probably doing pretty well for himself. Why don't I look like somebody?
Oh, so here we go. I'm going to
Billy Zane is $500.
By Brent. I've just been sent an advanced copy and it's absolutely rubbish. It's garbage. It's the worst thing I've possibly ever heard. And come on, I think I should know my music. But anyway, Brent, you should definitely be reported to the Mayor of Comedy for this. I mean, come on, man. Up your game.
Cool.
But if you look at him, actually, you can't see it because the lights. Uh-huh. But based on the room he's in, it looks like he's in my grandmother's living room. So I'm gonna say, yeah, you're probably right.
He's it's not
probably
a lookalike.
You get iced tea for $3.50.
Yeah, iced tea.
Oh my gosh, Mick Foley is only $75.
What kind of Game of Thrones? My girlfriend's birthday is coming up. What can you get me from Game of Thrones?
I can get you Gary Busey for $3.50. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he wasn't in Game of Thrones.
It's Gary Busey.
I've heard
his life is way more dramatic than Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
He's had way more ups and downs and probably a few red weddings, I imagine.
I've heard of people doing this, like, for intros of their podcast. They have them say that they something like congratulations on your new podcast in the name, and then they'll just like clip. They'll have each one say a little different, but the everyone says the name of the podcast and then they clip it together.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Is that legal?
I don't know.
I'm sure they know what they're doing at that point. They're like, yeah, whatever. Pot pie. Is that pot pie?
You can get that little albino kid from Harry Potter.
Little albino
kid. You're not allowed to say that anymore, Austin.
What?
Yeah.
They're now referred to as clear.
Yeah. Or pigment
clear
challenged. Yeah.
Pigment. Okay. Well,
okay. If you had to call them clear.
No, I'm not doing this again.
I know.
I'm not getting painted. I'm not getting painted in the corner by Jeff and Todd as being insensitive. We're not going through this again.
It's clear.
Kid awesome. From Harry Potter. From
and if you play, if you play a game where they always get the ball and everyone has to try to tackle them, it's called smear the clear.
Oh.
Just so you know. Jesus. Yeah, that's the PC.
Was it smear the albino before?
Yes, it was. And you can't do that anymore.
Out Trident it was.
Is it pigment challenge then?
Yeah, yes. Pigment challenge, I think, is the correct usage, the correct label.
So one of my favorite rappers is an albino named Brother Ali. He's a blind albino Muslim. And that just lost us four listeners. I'm sorry. I listen. And not the fact he's Muslim, the fact I listen to rap.
All right. I'm gonna backtrack on this.
Okay.
You're not supposed to say it. You're supposed to say a person with albinism or albinism.
Well, that's too complicated to say. Yeah. So you would say, you know, John, he's a person with albinism. That's not, nobody's going to use that. That one's not going to stick. Sorry.
Fair. We'll call him it's fair. Too,
yeah. You know, the kid, you know, and you just do this gesture with your hand and then they get it, what you're doing.
That's.
Jesus Christ.
I don't think you want to do this when talking about the kids. You know, that kid I jerked off. What are
you doing? No, it's the hand thing over the
face. Someone's going to clip that now, Austin.
All right.
Well, this is
so what's been going on in your guys' week?
Mountain Dew has a new flavor. That Mountain Dew Voodoo, it's the mystery flavor for Halloween. It's Skittles. You can literally drink Skittles. I know it. Really? I don't know when they announce what it is.
Did you put that straw in there?
I did. It'd be cool if it just came that way, though.
Yeah, it would.
And is half it, empty.
You not like it, though?
Give me a heads up.
Oh, I love it. Well, I have to use a straw because my teeth are rotting because of said Mountain Dew. It's a vicious cycle.
This way, it shoots it back past my pearly white, straight into my throat.
Mm-hmm. Yep, just hit the uvula. It's sad, but that's actually true. That's pretty much. I have to have a straw, but it's really good. Oh, my gosh. I recommend it. If you like Mountain Dew.
I mean, Mountain Dew just does it Skittles. Right. I mean, yeah. You know.
I didn't even have to get my tonsils taken out. I just had the Mountain Dew rotted out.
So finally you were just able to like, cough it out.
Yeah, they just disappeared.
Gross. Gross.
Oh, that's really good.
What's the Mitch Hedberg joke about having a cavity? And he's like a... He calls it just a place to store a pee. I forget. God damn it. That's going to drive me nuts. But it always makes me laugh so loud.
It is a nice little storage space there for things you want later.
Why does shit in your mouth feel so goddamn big on your tongue? And then like it comes out and you're like, oh, that cavity only was half my tooth. It felt like the whole thing.
Right.
I tried to eat one piece of popcorn knowing, because I have two teeth that currently are in need of a root canal, apparently.
Yeah.
And I just like, I'll just have one piece of popcorn. Just one piece will make it through. And somehow it got stuck on both sides in both teeth. And I'm like, plus, I don't know how that happened. I don't think I even chewed. I was just trying to swallow. So
I'm at a point, like the stage in life where I'm really careful with popcorn. Like I one chomp into a kernel could be some very expensive work. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, my kids taunt me with bit of honey all the time. They're like, you want a bit of honey? I was like, no, I need the teeth I have left. Like, a bit of honey would wreak so much havoc on my dental work.
Those are insane.
Those
are insane. Those were made by dentists.
It not only, and the weird thing is, it looks like if you were to put it on a table and it were to get a little melty in the sun, it looks like liquid nails. And it's almost as tacky as liquid nails. I mean, you could use that as liquid nails, I think.
Oh, I believe it.
Like, it's that sticky.
Dude, and I love a bit of honey, and I'm like, every time I'm like, no, I'll just suck on it. Like, I'll just keep it in the middle of my mouth.
Impossible.
I won't chew on it. I'll be fine. Next thing I know, I'm like, oh, there goes a tooth. There goes a crown. I guess I'll make another dental appointment to get that crown.
I remember when I was a kid, I lost one of my teeth to a milk dud. And I freaked out. I was young, too. I freaked out. We were at a party. It was like a Halloween party. And freaking milk dud. And I start crying, like freaked out, like, oh my God. It was embarrassing.
Milk duds took out a tooth. Was this a loose tooth?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little kid tooth for sure. But
if you got one of those Halloween people who just kept their candy from year to year that they didn't, you know, like the old people in the neighborhood who just like, oh, we'll just whatever we didn't use last year, we'll just use this year. And you get like a year old milk dud and you go into that fucker. Oh my God, that'll crack your tooth in half. Like it will do some serious candy damage.
Now and laters are a nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I forgot about
that. You get them stuck and you just got to wait it out. You're like, I can't pull my jaw apart. I just got to wait until it dissolves.
You just shut up.
Sometime next
ride
Thursday.
Ride the ride.
Yeah.
I remember on the bus, people try to do now and laters. And then remember the warheads?
Mm-hmm.
This is more of a sucking situation, I guess. Right. But like you try to see who could either just stand it the most and the super sour. Hated them. Couldn't even do them. They like burn your tongue, like a hole in your tongue.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. They leave a mark almost. Like it's weird. I used to get so pissed at my cousin Lee because every Halloween, he would only eat like a quarter of his candy. And then he would save it like all year. He would spread it out for like the rest of the year. And I'm like, you're a fucking insane person. Who does that as a little kid? But he's the same way with money too now, which is probably why he has a lot of it. But like he's so frugal. Like and you could recognize it at like age 11. It was ridiculous.
Dude, my kids are so much like that we end up just throwing the candy away like a couple months later because you're like, well, we're starting to get mice. Time to throw out. Because it's all the stuff they don't want left. You know, like there's a shit ton of Almond Joys up in that bitch. There's, you know, some dark, you know, Hershey's super dark chocolate or whatever. And some, you know, caramel corn balls or what.
Peanuts, those little loose peanuts just in there.
Hey, if you guys see online or anywhere like a cool looking like buffet table that's thinner, not full like counter width, you know, one of those thinner ones, let me know. A sofa table might work as well because I'm trying to like make a place for my candy buffet that sits next to my bed that runs along the wall. So I want to get like a full like either a sofa table that would go behind your couch or like a buffet type table. And just it's going to be just big Costco things of candy all the way down.
This dude, is awesome. I think I have what you need sitting in my garage.
Yes,
I will send you a picture afterwards.
Please.
It's I'll not as it tall
what
as
what is happening
table.
Right now.
Shorter is better.
Yeah. What is going
this
on
is
right
short
now?
And long with two shelves.
This Todd set up with a candy table for his bed.
Yes.
What the fuck happened to this podcast? What are we doing?
I don't know. It's just always been a dream of mine. And now I can
this
do
is
it.
A dream
no,
of
there's
yours.
No one to complain about it. Yeah.
Oh my God. I bet it's off the rails.
You know, the
over
big clear things of like.
Mario was the only thing holding that joint together, and now it's going to descend into just Todd madness.
Oh my God. It's going to shit quick.
He's getting a candy table. What are you, fucking 11? It's a house, not a clubhouse, okay?
Dude, I have the perfect candy table for you. You are going to be excited.
I'll probably come pick it up tomorrow. If I don't leave,
I can bring it to work.
How many kinds of popsicles are in that freezer right now, Todd?
Oh, dude. No, I'm behind on popsicles. I need to catch up. But yeah,
do you still have all your dogs?
No. She took the dogs. So it's just me in here. It's me and my candy now.
And soon, Gus Gus.
Yeah. Dude, you are going to get as fat as me in no time.
This is going to get bananas.
I've gained.
All alone, Todd, getting a candy table.
Jeez, I hope
our next sponsor makes fucking insulin, dude.
I hope they make candy. What are you talking about?
You've gained how many pounds?
12 pounds.
Just since like Marty left?
Yeah, last month, I'd say.
Dang.
But it means I'm comfortable. I'm having a good time. Yeah. Me and my candy.
I love it.
You said that so unconfident. There was such a crack at the end of your voice. You're not doing okay, Todd. You're setting up a fucking candy table, dude. This is not good.
Listen, I upgraded all my streaming platform subscriptions. I have everyone that's available to man now. And I'm soon to have a candy buffet.
Are you going to have any jerky on that candy buffet?
Oh, great.
Or is that all candy?
Well, I will now since your thing has two shelves.
Yeah, I'm thinking bottom level jerky, like 4, 5, 6, 7 different kinds of jerky. Top level, like you're going to the movies, a candy shelf for you.
It'll be, I'll hit Alex up. It'll be all the flavors of Long Beach Jerky Co. jerky. And on they'll put that on the bottom and then the candy on the top. Perfect.
We gotta get the old timey jars for the jerky and we'll put it in each jerky in a jar with the old timey labels, and then the top shelf will be like a movie theater of
perfect.
We could get you a popcorn machine for your bedroom.
What?
Now Chick has a popcorn machine.
For real?
Yeah, for real. Like a real, like on wheels, handles, you know, pushing around.
Yeah, it's in that office room, right? Where the bar is. Yeah.
What about a cotton candy machine? I love cotton candy. It smells good.
I mean, I like it, but I don't get into
Is that the line? Is that too much?
I'm like, only at fairs and carnivals.
What's wrong with you, Jess? You're going to fuck up Jeff and Todd's sleepover that they're planning here. You guys.
Dude, I'm so excited.
Todd, promise me we won't get the Rubbermaid container full of stuck together bomb pop.
No, I won't regress to that level, but I will have the double shelf buffet table full of candy and beef jerky.
Dude,
and
this thing's perfect.
The fact that you said that, Jeff, is so awesome because it was not, I think maybe 6 nights ago, I grabbed a bag of beef jerky and a bag of chocolate covered almonds. Right next to each other, or the container of chocolate covered almonds, and I would take a bite of the turkey, and then I would put in a chocolate covered almond and chew it up all together.
Nice.
And it was so good. The salty versus sweet.
How much do you want us to let you gain before we do an intervention?
Yeah, I think we should set a number.
What are you comfortable with? Like 50 pounds, 100 pounds before we say something?
I can't even tell.
Oh,
be muscle turning, like muscle going to fat, because that usually happens. I'm like, well, I haven't lost any weight.
Well, the first stage of my weight gain is usually it's an illusion of muscle. It looks like muscle. It's just water retention mixed with something else that makes where the muscles would be look bigger. But I have not done any weight training whatsoever. Just, I think, eating and drinking a little too much. Of the wrong things. So, but yeah, the candy buffet is a dream. So if we could get that accomplished, that would
be I got awesome. You. I got your back.
Yeah.
What would you do, Jess, if you could have some crazy Jess cave? What would be in your Jess cave? A cotton candy machine?
Are my teeth not an option, like a problem?
You don't give a fuck about your teeth.
No.
And also IBS.
IBS.
Jesus.
You're munching and shitting all over the place.
You guys realize how good I look considering how much shit I eat. Like, I should be 250 pounds easy. So I'm hashtag blessed that I'm this average. I would have a bowl full of nothing but Lucky Charms marshmallows.
Ooh.
And just do handfuls. It's got to have a big open mouth, though, to put the handful in. I'm not going to do this poor thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cotton candy. Mountain Dew.
Would you have like a Mountain Dew or Raider?
Skittles, Starburst. A what?
Like a, you know, like a Mountain Dew refrigerator that's like branded Mountain Dew.
Like the Red Bull ones?
Yeah, would you do like a Mountain Dew themed room?
I would do that.
You should.
I could do some Code Red.
Get that orange one in there. Code Red themed room.
You should do that right now. Get
the Game Fuel. I like those Game Fuel. Mountain Dew, sponsor our podcast. PepsiCo.
I think we should make this a mission.
Are you a 13-year-old boy?
Go there and punch you, Austin. No.
You have the 13-year-old boy palate, which is good. I respect it. I think we should make this a mission. So far, we have two like dream walls in your house. Let's just limit it to a wall. So one wall of your house and your most like, I don't know, where you feel most comfortable in your house should be a Mountain Dew Code Red theme situation. Mine's going to be the candy and beef jerky buffet. Oskay, what your dream wall in your house right now?
I wouldn't even know where to begin. I would have a fake map behind hanging up. That's my dream wall.
Just did it.
Like I don't know. I think it would be fun to have an old-timey popcorn machine where you like dump the bucket and kind of thing. I think that would be fun. I know what I want. Pinball machine.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I want. That would be my dream wall. Just a pinball machine on it.
Yeah.
Nothing else. And that maybe cool. Like the old one from like back when I was growing up with either the Addams Family. Or there was one, like a speed one, like a car one, that like you would get the car to go up the ramp or whatever. That's what I'd do. Pinball machine.
I thought you were going to go real old school and say Lee Majors from $6 Million Man. One time I played pinball, one of those.
Oh, I totally and it would play the beat.
It would do the, you know, when he would go to jump. That sound. Yeah. Austin, what's your dream wall?
I'm going to get a salad bar that takes care of itself so somebody can still do this podcast. In Jesus. I'm going to be doing a bunch of memorial episodes
here. Ooh, salads terrible. Are pretty good with lots of French dressing, which I also discovered if you go to Chick-fil-A, you get the side salad and you get a whole bunch of the nuggies. And then they now sell Chick-fil-A sauce, like in a little bottle, a bottle of the sugar sauce.
What is Chick-fil-A sauce?
I don't know. I think it's like ketchup, mayo, and maybe some honey mustard all mixed together. And lots of sugar.
I love that you said French dressing on the salad because French dressing is the Mountain Dew of salad dressing. That's exactly what it is.
Not ranch. French dressing.
It's a balance. Oh, I love it because it's well. Anyway.
When I was growing up, sweet. It was called Western.
I remember that.
Like, and it had like steer horns on the front of it.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was like, oh, this makes lettuce taste sweet like candy.
Right. Is French dressing the red stuff?
Yeah.
It orangish red, kind of. It's super sweet. I mean, it's nothing but sugar. It's like colored sugar.
Do you put some candied walnuts on there too, Jess?
I don't like nuts. Too much protein.
Don't want to offset this mean sugar burn she's going into.
I like some bacon bits though, but not like the real bacon crumbled up. Just the crumbs like from Ponderosa.
I love the salad at Japanese steakhouses.
Yes,
with the ginger dressing.
Yeah, the ginger dressing.
Oh yeah,
Jesus, I love it. That was probably my favorite salad.
My favorite salad is at Pacini's, and the whole trick to it is their blue cheese dressing is ranch dressing with blue cheese crumbles in it.
What?
Wow.
That's how you should do blue cheese dressing.
Yeah, it's way better than blue cheese dressing, I'll tell you that.
Fuck both of you. Like, if I got like that, cheese? I would throw it back at the chef. I would be like, I will not eat this garbage.
I ordered the popcorn salad, sir. I'm going to get Jeff. Just a big VIP experience. Just pop in. Go in there and try all the flavors.
Oh, my God. I would love that.
Does anybody? Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, no. I was going to say, speaking of sauces, at Arby's, do you know what the red sauce is on a beef and cheddar? Which I love me some Arby's.
The Arby's sauce?
I thought so, too, until Mr. Donald from Anderson apparently has an education. And he goes, it's red ranch. And I'm like, there is no such thing as red ranch.
It's
called Arby's sauce. Apparently, there's a difference. And I asked Ask the folks at Arby's, and they said Red Ranch. Blew me away.
What the fuck is Red Ranch?
Red Ranch.
I was like, you mean Arby's sauce?
No. Yeah. It's not Arby's sauce?
Red Ranch.
Jess, you might know it as Ranch Code Red.
Austin, I think, just made the Shining reference. Like, as soon as you said that, I just pictured some weird little kid in front of the moving his finger up and down, going, Red Ranch, Red Ranch, Red Ranch.
Oh, well, if you're listening and you work at Arby's or you know what's up with Red Ranch and Arby's sauce, what's the difference?
I would love to know. Wait, can we Google that? Can we Google what the Red Ranch is at Arby's?
I think it's ranch with ketchup.
Oh.
But it's so runny.
Yeah.
It's good. I love it. I thought it was the Arby's sauce because I also love the Arby's sauce. But wow, this is fascinating to me. No one that's listening to the show is going to know this. Some people are going to claim that they did when they hit us.
I don't know why Donnie knew it. We argued about this once. I was like, you are so crazy. It's obviously Arby's sauce. Why would they not put their signature sauce on the famous beef and cheddar sandwich?
Right.
It's already there. They don't have to import it in.
You have like a whole giant, like, squeeze bottle.
There's a whole industry based on using as little as ingredients possible and to make as many meals possible.
You would think I was probably so obnoxious, like, taste it, like, my finger, and, like, it's the same, and everything, just to find out that
it's basically Catalina dressing.
Oh, it's the Catalina.
So it's like French dressing.
Yeah.
Pretty close. Whoa. There we go. We come full fucking circle here.
We're back to it.
Look at Arby's.
So instead of French dressing, they call it Red Ranch.
Man, this dressing had to kill so weird little kid. People if it's got this many different names to it. Like, it's just walking around with aliases. Making sure you're not giving up on the family dressing that killed your Uncle Rick.
Give me the Red Ranch. Do you mean the French dressing?
Pass the Catalina.
Dude, growing up on our table for our horrible salad would always just be your choice of creamy cucumber or Western.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, oh, the two things kids love, cucumbers.
Jeff, our families were way too similar, dude. It is so weird that we grew up so close to each other because this is exactly the two dressings that we always had.
Really?
Cucumber that my mom loved and my dad loved, the Catalina.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
We didn't have salads in my home.
There weren't a lot in mine either, Jess.
The only dressings we got were like at Ponderosa at the salad bar.
Oh my God. I used to love going to a Ponderosa. I felt like I was the king of the world walking up that line. It was like the first time like I got to go and pick my own shit.
Oh yeah.
As you know, I'm going to put some fucking Catalina on my cottage cheese. I can do that. I can do whatever I want up
at. Can you imagine the madness you see from children working at a buffet? Oh my God. Crazy it is.
Oh my cousin God. Joe and I used to ride our bikes from his house to Ponderosa, and it was the highlight of every weekend I spent there. We would just go there. It was like, I don't know, $5 then, probably $5.99 or something.
And
just
yeah,
ate your ass off.
Dude, love so the good. Rosa.
Yeah.
when I was in Punta Cana last year, before everything happened, the worst food I've ever had in my fucking life. And I'm dining one day and I look over and this woman has a huge plate of nachos smothered in nacho cheese with ham cubes and green olives.
Oh my God.
Just smothering these nachos. Just,
oh my God,
nothing but ham cubes and green olives just on top of easy cheese. And Christ. Like, where in the fuck are you from?
That's like a dare. Like somebody would, you know, when you're kids and you just find everything in the house, like, oh yeah, he has to eat it, you know? Oh shit.
Dude, the worst part about like the Ponderosa is when someone cross contaminates dressings.
Oh yeah.
So like there's like that little smear of Catalina in your blue cheese and then you're trying to work around it so you aren't, or there's like a few stray cheese or ham cubes that have fallen in the ranch.
Yeah.
And you're like, I want to go around it. Like, I'll go to a different dressing if there's debris in the dressing.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I was at a Golden Corral once and saw this creature reach in, grab a leaf of lettuce out of the salad bowl, dip it into a dressing, and then throw it in her mouth as if this was a sampling array.
Like, this kind, let me see. Let me just put my little fingernails on there and just
bitch, what are you doing?
You're like a Golden Corral.
This is the I get
it. Dude, you're lucky she just didn't stick her fucking finger in it.
I know. Might as well have.
I used to hate when you do like Oreos and milk and somebody would take one and for some reason they were raised by idiots and put their fingers in the milk. That was
heathens.
I'm also, I think, been fighting the I've been craving ice cream bad.
Dude, I've been craving fucking China buffet. Like, I want to go to a buffet so bad.
It's you hard guys to beat. With your buffets.
Dude, a good Chinese buffet.
Yeah, they are pretty good. Oh, I love a good Chinese buffet.
When the lo mein's fresh, they bring it out. It's like steaming hot.
Or when it's not.
It's a nightmare like every other time.
Warm, lukewarm buffet.
Well, if that's the right color.
Oh, my God.
We've been all about the ice cream lately.
What are you into? Culver's.
I like vanilla. And
yeah. Oh, do you live near Culver's?
Yes. And so Donnie will run and get 4 pints for $10. And
four for ten? That's what they're running at Culver's?
Yeah.
Fuck Listen, me. I got to make that trip.
It's great.
This is such an upper level ice cream move to buy it by the pints and an assortment. Like, that's a genius.
I get them from Grater's.
What's that?
Oh, it's Grater's is
it's
real
like the
good.
Little cups. You can get them at DoorDash, like the.
You can find it at Kroger too. They have them.
Mm-hmm.
Grocery store, they carry them. It's great. They have some. It's Grater's, but it's a nightmare having that close to my house.
And I mean, what kind of what do you go for there? What should I try?
The s'mores is actually really good. They do a very interesting s'mores because they do a graham cracker ice cream.
What about Rocky Road?
Okay, I'm sorry, Jeff. Was that not a mature enough ice cream flavor?
They got that red ranch flavor.
Yeah.
So go to change your s'mores to Rocky Road. You're making a mistake. I think you should switch to Rocky Road.
Don't get Rocky Road.
Oh, come on.
The strawberry is very good as well.
Ooh, yeah. I like a fruit. I could go for that.
It's the perfect size, too.
Birthday cake. I would eat birthday cake all day. That
and they have blueberry pie right now, which is incredible. Also.
What?
I'm looking at their website. It does sound really good.
But I'm telling you right now, Jeff, get that s'mores.
Really?
Change your life.
Strawberry cheesecake ice cream is very good.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that. But I'm a big, like, just mint chip. If it's, you know, if it's easy to screw up mint chip, you got to be careful.
It can get like a little
go by the color.
Taste
if
it.
It's a really, like, soft green, it's going to be good. If it's a bright green, like in the Funtown logo, that's going to be too minty. Like, the sweet has to be more powerful than the minty taste.
Please don't buy any of the Funtown ice cream. It's no good. We made it
Unless
wrong.
Unless it's cotton candy. They have cotton candy flavor.
I licked all of the Funtown ice cream. Don't buy it.
You know what I haven't done in forever that now I want to do is just get some vanilla and just some good old Hershey syrup and just squeeze it on top of the vanilla.
Old school.
I haven't done that, I don't know, 20 years probably.
Dude, I'm a vanilla bean fan. Like, give me the most basic ass bitch. But like, I want there to be so much vanilla it burns my tongue.
Yes.
Like, that's where I'm at on my vanilla ice cream. And I like making a Coke float, but what I do is I jam the cup full of ice cream, like a pint glass all the way to almost the top. And I just do a little bit of Coke at a time and then just eat the scum off the top and then hit it again and then eat the scum off the top. And
we're back again, Jeff. We're back in sync again.
Another pro move.
Oh, nice. I hope no one's trying to lose weight listening.
Right,
to this.
We're not a good podcast for people that are trying to be healthy. I can tell.
Oh
you
my
that
god,
right now.
We're normal. Just
how do you
like
feel me. About a waffle cone, Austin?
I love them. Who the fuck doesn't like a waffle cone?
Too hard,
too crunchy.
Too much
ice cream. Too much cone.
Really? You both, Jeff and Jess, think that's too much cone?
Too much cone.
Just a simple chocolate on a waffle cone?
I want to smush break off my cone.
Right, I break off the waffle pieces and dip it
just
into
where did
the
you
chocolate.
Learn to eat?
In my house,
like, where did you learn to eat at? Is what I want to know.
In my house, if there was candy, it's like you had 24 hours because it was going to be gone. Because so, like, if little Debbie, someone brought home Swiss cake rolls or the Hostess cupcakes, we called them JJ's, but the ones with like little swirls, the white swirls, if they were in the house, you had a day.
Wow.
And so
ravenous.
It was basically, yeah.
How many people lived in your home?
Four. But I think it's between me and my dad, probably. I'm just like,
So it was just you and a grown man competing for all the terrible food in the house.
Aaron, bless his heart, my brother, he'd just be like, oh, I didn't get any. And I'd be like, yeah, you did.
Yeah, you got to smush them. You got to smush them in your face.
Because it's soft. It's just easy to like.
Oh, yeah. Like you can fit a whole one in your mouth. Yeah.
My mom would not buy Nutty Buddies. Like, apparently it was the most expensive of the snack cakes. And so we were limited to like fucking oatmeal cream pies. And
those are great, though.
Don't get me wrong. I am not shitting on an oatmeal cream pie. But a Nutty Buddy was one of those things. Like, I would like get to school and I would beg my friends who got like, please, I'll trade you everything I have.
Right.
Just let me have one layer of the Nutty. Just peel off the top layer of the Nutty Buddy. Just let me have the chocolate layer with a little bit of peanut butter. That's all I need.
Let me ask you this, because how is little Debbie making any money? Because you can get like 24 oatmeal cream pies for like $1.12. You know what I mean?
Quality.
Like, you're like, how is this so cheap? It's almost free. And they're delicious.
My family did not have oatmeal cream pies in the house because we wanted sweet treats. So
you don't think they're sweet?
No, you don't like an terrible. Oatmeal cream pie?
It's basically keep oatmeal cake for icing. Oatmeal. Don't mix it in my cookie. Don't mix it in the cupcake or muffin and call it a cupcake.
I don't want you healthing up all my cookies now.
These oatmeal cream pies are sweet enough. What the fuck?
So you're anti-oatmeal cookie.
I don't like them. Donnie eats them. It's the only thing he can bring in the house that I won't eat. So he knows it's safe.
He had to get himself used to oatmeal cream pies.
Oh, he, poor Donnie. If he brings home boxes, it's bad. I try to give him 2 days. And then he's like, what the hell? I just got these. And I'm like, hey, you didn't eat one. It's been 2 days.
Oh, my God.
He's hiding the Oreos in the oatmeal cookie bag.
He hides them in the freezer sometime. And it'll be like a week and a half later. I'm like, I didn't know he still had any of these. And I'll eat it. He'll just be devastated.
I bet he does. You should check that oatmeal cookie box. I bet there's all kinds of fun shit he doesn't even want you to know about her in
That's
there.
Where he keeps us bored.
Yeah.
Marnie used to scream at me because I'll eat the whole fucking thing. You know, that's how I consume candy usually. Like, that's why I have to buy the Costco thing. So it's impossible for me to eat the whole thing.
And but if
I
get like a regular now, Todd, when there's no one to yell at you for eating too much. Right?
I'm just going to get a ladle and scoop up the peanut M&Ms.
What if we get you a crane and you have to like pick up the candy with a crane to drop it in your mouth?
Like, why don't you just get a little drone? Start doing your own drone delivery.
A little drone with a scooper thing?
You can go special delivery and just shove it all in your mouth.
Until one day we're like, we haven't heard from Todd. Is he okay? And he chokes because the way it dropped in his throat. He's just there in his bed all blue.
And I'm too fat to get myself the high blink over a chair.
Roll yourself
I just
over.
Break the chair. Well, this has been a fun one, everybody. Like I say, if you're a healthy person, you're probably not enjoying this show. But if you like weed, we are your show. For sure. please, I notice you guys have been jumping on the rating and reviewing. Please keep doing that and sharing it with your friends. We love all of you. I think we have the perfect audience for this show. I think there's probably not one of you that listens to this show that I'm depressed about the fact that you listen to this show. So let's just keep growing it like that. Find like-minded people, let them know about it. And we'll just grow slowly that way. So we're left with no douchebags.
I like it.
Yeah. All right. So other than that, we'll see you guys next week. We are out.